Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yerushalmi Shir is sponsored as Hakaras HaTorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages. We're holding in Yumo Daf Lamed Aleph in the Art School Lois V'Hodor edition, starting in the fifth line from the top of Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, we discussed the different ma'arochos, the different fires that were in the Mizbech. And this leads us now to what happened during the time of the Mishkan when they traveled. What happened to the fire? So the Gemara starts with a preview to this sugya. The Gemara speaks about lechem aponim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Olmai and lechem aponim nifsal b'shas masois. When they're traveling with a mishkan, lechem aponim can still be eaten, even though you don't have the mishkan intact. Rabbi Yochanan Olmai lechem aponim nifsal b'shas masois. No, once they remove the dismantle the mishkan, so you can't eat lechem aponim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi kasher yachanu ken iso. You learn from a pasuk. They say the same way they encamped. That's what they traveled. When they are camping, they can eat lecha aponim. So there's no psul in lecha aponim. Rav Avi b'shem Yeshua b'Levi v'noso el moed machne alvi m'toich ha-machnos ke b'toich ha-machnos. The kelim are considered to be as if it's within the machne when they're traveling, and you may lecha aponim is okay. It's another source. V'alko ba'alko Rav Avi b'shem Blozer. They added to that. Ha'oichel, that's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. Ha'oichel kotshim achus, b'shaz masoyes loike. You can't eat kotshim. Which kotshim we're talking about? Kotshim kadoshim. Kotshim kadoshim needs to be eaten in the Mishkan. When they're traveling, then a person gets malchus. It's considered to be this outside of the Mishkan. And the Gemara goes on to explain it. O'ma'b'yechonon, kotshim nitchim b'shaz masoyes. When they're traveling, the kotshim is considered to be dochi, meaning you can't eat it right now because there's no mishkan. But tmeim pushim kol echad ve'echad b'mechitzosay. The tmeim still stay in their mechitza. So what Rabbi Yochanan is meaning to say is, there's three machnas by when Am Yisrael are in camping. You have machne shechino, that's the mishkan. You have machne levio, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu and levim are sitting. An equivalent to that is Yerushalayim. And then you have machne Yisrael, which is the rest of Am Yisrael. The Mitzrayim need to leave all three machnas. The Zovim, they go out from Machne Leviyo, but they could be in Machne Yisrael. And the Tmei Mace, the ones who touch a mace, they have to leave Machne Shechino, but they could be in Machne Leviyo. So the Tmeim still have the din. Mitzrayim have to be out of the Machne when they're traveling. And the Zovim have to be out of Machne Leviyo when they're traveling. The only thing you don't have is Machne Shechino. So you can't eat Kotshim. And you don't have any of Tmei Mace because there's no Machne Shechino. It's common in the mouth of Rabbanu, I mean, Rabbanu always said it. When they took away the Mishkan, there's no din machnes at all. Not only machnes shechino, so machne levi and machne yisrael doesn't exist, and the tmeim allowed to enter into the different machnes. So bring a riot to both. Bring a riot to Shuba Levi that says tomit. Tomid afil b'shabes, tomid af betumo. And the Brizer continues, according to the Gersa of Rav Chaim, we take away the next four words, we'll bring in later. Loi tichbe af b'masois. Even when you're traveling, the fire is not extinguished. The fire that we mentioned in our Mishnah, that you have in the Mizbeach, doesn't stop. B'sham masois mayo simlo. So how do you have fire in the Mizbeach when they're traveling? Hayu koifim aleo psach ter divri abiyudo. They used to put it in a pot made out of copper to cover the fire. So what do you see? The fire is always there. So it's considered to be that the Mishkan is still operating. Now, according to Rav Chaim, we say the next words. Masnisu Masayel Rabbi Yochanan. The next braiso helps Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Oyim Ha'ab B'Shad Masoyes Oyim Midash Nino Yiso. When they were traveling, they're Midash and they cleaned up the Mizbech. There was no fire. Shemar V'dishnu Sa Mizbech. They cleaned up the Mizbech. Uforsu Olo Beged Argomon. And they covered it with a cloth made out of wool. The fire is there. So the bigger one would be burned. So clearly they cleared of the fire. That's the raya to Rabbi Yochanan that there's no fire in the Mizbech. How Rabbi Yehuda will learn it that says there was fire? You said before, they put it in a copper pot and that's what covered the fire. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Ma'amekayim Rav Yehuda v'dishnus ha-mizbech. What Rav Yehuda will say, will you do with the words dishnus ha-mizbech? I'm not sure they would clean up the mizbech and remove the fire. Says the Gemara, he would explain v'deshnoi v'yirvun. They would satisfy the mizbech. Kai doma Rav Yehuda, like Ben Pazi, like Rav Yehuda Ben Pazi said, look at another pasuk. V'ochel v'sova v'doshen. He ate, he filled himself up, and he became fulfilled. saturated. Meaning, they, even during the Masayas, they still put, they allowed the Korbanos to be burned in the Mizbeach. That's what the Shein means. Not that they removed the fire, but the opposite. They still had things being burning in the fire. So the Gemara brings away, you see that there's a Mechleikis, if the Mizbeach was still operating during the Masayas, and that's the source of the Mechleikis, was there still Machnas over here. So even though you didn't have the Mechitzas of the Mishkan, but you still had the Gedusha of the Mizbeach. And if you hold the Mizbeach is still operating, so you still have at least the other Machnas. If the Mizbeach is not operating, so then you don't have any Gedusha's Machnas at all. And with this, we conclude the fourth parak on Meseches Yumo, Hadronach Perek Torv Bakalpi, Hadronach Perek Torv Bakalpi. Starting the fifth parak. Continues the Mishnah, the Avoid of Yom Kippurim, Oitziuloi, they brought out to the Kohen Gadol, Esakaf Vesamachto, the ladle and the shovel. V'chofan meloy chofnov, he filled up his hands with the ktoiris. V'nosan l'toych hakav, he put it into the ladle. Hagodol if he godly, v'akodol if he kodnoy. A bigger coin with his big hands, and the smaller coin with his small hands. V'kach hata midosom, the middle of the ktoiris you need to put in is to fill up the hand. And as it can be less than that. Notol samach to be mean, he took the shovel in his right hand. V'sakaf, the ladle, b'smol in his left hand. Ma'alech ba'eichol, he walks to the eichol, at shemagia leben shtei ha'poriches, till he gets the two poriches, the two curtains, am avdilois ben ha'koidish uvein koidish kadoshim uveneim hamo. There was two curtains between the koidish kadosh kadoshim, and between them there was one hamo. So he went between the two poriches. There's only one curtain, bilvad. It says poriches was one poriches, not two. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason for the machlokes. So the Gemara tzilo sakaf esamachto, they brought out the ladle and the shovel. So the Gemara, the shovel, they brought in now the shovel. The loikvar taniso, didn't we learn earlier? Nosal samachto v'lo rosh mizbeach. He took the shovel, went up to mizbeach. Says the Gemara, kini mastiso esakaf esabozach. We talk about two different shovels. The first shovel was to take the coal. This shovel is to take the ktoiris. It's two different shovels. Ma'u kaf, what's a kaf? Megis, it's the ladle that you mix things with it. You see from here that the kli that they put in the ktoiris into it, it was kli choil. Meaning the ladle was not koidish. What's the raya that's kli choil? In toimer kli koidish, dovash bekoidish bekli nifda. Something that went into a kli koidish, how can you redeem it? Now, how do you know that you redeem it? Because we learn Maseches Shkalim, as we mentioned before, that when you have leftover ktoiris of Yom Kippurim, they used to redeem it. If it became koidish, how do you redeem it? So you see from here that the kli where the ktoiris is in it is not koidish. So the Gemara dispalgut really machlekes pitmo bechulin when they prepared the ktoiris with chulin, meaning doing kli koidish. Pitz bechulin al mapsul or pshub and levi al makshir. It's a machlekes, is a pasul kosher, and you see from here lechura rayo that it's kosher. My time with the Reis Bechanino, what's the Reis Bechanino? Koidishi, shtihavu also ba koidish. Koidishi tells you it needs to be done with koidish. My time with the Reshub and Levi, koidishi, shtihavu min Trumas Halishko. It's done with the money of Trumas Halishko. That's meaning it's coming from the money of koidish. But now that it's done in a Kli koidish. And the Gemara is going to continue discussing this machlekes in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yumo daf Lamed Aleph.